call the meeting back to order, please. We'll call the regular council meeting Tuesday, October 11th, 2022, to order. I have one change to the agenda. Under discussion 8.3, Councillor Charlton wishes to have a discussion respecting the development of a policy regarding traffic studies required by the developer when development occurs. And then we'll further define and see what council means by development. Are there any other changes to the agenda? If not, I'll ask for approval of the agenda. Moved by Councillor Gidney, seconded by Councillor Brown. All those in favor? Any petitions to table at this point in time? 5.0, public question comments session. I would ask that if anyone wishes to comment, they give their name, their civic address, and there is a maximum of 5 minute time on this section of the agenda. Yes.
Yes, Mayor Norman, Leon Robertson, Valley Street in Liverpool. Under 7.2, is coming up there. The municipal electoral boundary, public consultation, the information we have there, and you have three options here. And I would suggest, and I think you're recommending, option number two, where there'd be seven councillors, and that would be the same number as it is at this point in time. Is that correct?
That was the recommendation from the last meeting, yes.
Yes. I'll be coming up here later this morning.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other questions? Comments? Approval of the minutes, regular council, September 27th, 2022. Moved by Councillor Hawks, seconded by Councillor Romero. All those in favor? Contrary? Trucking of bulk salt tender. Dr. Grant. So as you know, every year we put a tender, the region puts a tender out for the trucking of bulk salt. And there were two contractors submitted. And $49.95 from Van Dyke Excavation and Donald Wynot Trucking $60.30. There is a recommendation to be made, and then any questions can be asked of Director Grant. Councillor Romero?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve that tender EW02-2022-2023 trucking of bulk salt be awarded to Van Dyke Excavation and Trucking for the tender price of $49.95 per metric ton plus HST for the 2022-2023 winter season.
Seconded by Councillor Charlton. Director Grant, anything further to add?
Nothing further, no. Talking with our neighbor municipalities, we've seen the same increase of about 40% across the board for the trucking, the increased cost of fuel and various labor items.
So $41.50 was last year's, so it's gone up $8.45. Any other questions? Councillor Brown?
Are there any fuel surcharges built into these contracts, or is this a flat rate fee?
It's a flat rate for the season.
Okay.
Any other questions? If not, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Consumption of alcohol on municipal properties. The municipal boundaries. 7.2, there is a recommendation within the package. Councillor Hawks.
I recommend the Council of Region Queens Municipality authorize staff to prepare and submit
confirmed recommendation of option two for municipalities' electrical boundaries, electoral boundaries for the 2024 municipal election.
Seconded by Counselor Gidney. So as some of you may be aware in the gallery, if you watch, follow our minutes, which is probably the best way to get region updates is to log into our website, because notices are published on that website. It is the only guaranteed way to get news about what's happening. So the province requires that municipal boundary reviews are done. Back in, I believe it was February, there was the first discussion. Counselor's task staff was looking at 6, 7, or 8 different districts. They came back at our last meeting with these options. Option two was changed so that, in a way, so that there will only be two counselors representing the Liverpool area. Presently, there are three, if not four, representing that area. So this way it takes it down to two, which is seen as a much more balanced representation of Queens. Any other, any questions you may have to CAO McNeil respecting this? Counselor Charlton?
So it says here that it has to be a variance within plus or minus 10%.
It does, and however, you're always allowed allowances if you can justify the reasoning why. So as an amalgamated unit with a former town, which basically has half of her population, our CAO feels that he can make a balanced argument respecting why there will be more representation from those areas, from those areas.
I do recall that from the last meeting. I just, when I saw these percentages updated there, plus 20%, there's the one 14, 16. I just wondered if we were stretching that, if that was expected to be a valid argument given those percentages.
So a question to CEO McNeil. We send all of this documentation to the UARB.
Correct.
And our minutes from our previous meetings, so everything goes to the UARB. Do they then come back and say, no, we don't like option two, this is the way we're going to do it? Like, do they have a final decision, and have they done that before, or do they, but how does that work?
We, so council deliberates on what type of system of governance we want. In this particular case, we discussed 6, 7, or 8 members of council in addition to a mayor. Our responsibility is to present to the URB. They, as Councillor Charlton said, they'd like to have a plus or minus 10%. It wasn't that long ago, it was plus or minus 25, and they've narrowed it down to plus or minus 10. But there's lots of municipalities in the province that are outside that plus or minus 10 for legitimate reasons, and the URB accepts those. So our responsibility is to decide which proposal we want to recommend. We then present it to the URB, who have a public hearing, probably in the council chambers. It's provided probably a month ahead of time notice to the public. The public can still provide more written comments, more written submissions. They can appear in person and be in favor of or object to it. And then the URB will make a decision based on all that evidence that's presented and their opinion as to what it should be. And they could go along with the recommendation, which is option two. They could pick option one, they could pick option three, or they could pick their own hybrid option. They could tell us to come back and re-amend or realign some boundaries and come back with another proposal that shows something different. So the URB has full control over what it looks like at the end. Our responsibility at the outset is to present what we think is what our residents would expect from us and what makes sense for us as far as fair representation for each member of council.
Thank you.
Any other questions to Councillor Romero?
And will that decision be made right at that meeting?
No, they have 60 days, I believe, after the meeting of which to submit it. Provide a decision. There are odd cases on when they have hearings where it's a very simple hearing. They'll make a decision verbally right then. But all of these decisions have all been done in writing, and they have 60 days after the hearing to make that decision.
Any other questions?
like the way the boundaries were changed to more reflect the values of the communities, to make, you know, to make them more community oriented than they have been in the past. So it's I think it's a great idea.
Councilor Fancy?
Okay, what we were just voting on here is 6, 7, or 8. We're not talking about the boundary boundary distribution, because we've already discussed that, right? I mean, this is all we voting on here, because I didn't like taking away Bristol away from Brook, from Milton, because there's some different things we're going through right now, and I'm representing them, so I don't like that being taken away. But that's not what we're voting on here. We're just voting on 6.
We
seven,
are voting
three.
On option 2, the
yes.
7 electoral districts.
That's right.
As what's in your thing, and it lists, and it does, it no longer has Bristol
right.
as part of the Milton. Milton becomes its own district in itself. Any other questions under this proposal? Councilor Brown?
I just, maybe we should make it clear that none of these changes take effect until the next municipal election. The sitting councilors now will still represent the areas that they represent at this particular time. It's at the next municipal election where the changes take effect.
You are right, correct, John?
Yeah.
Any other questions? If not, I'm going to ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? One against? 7.3, so Queen's Chamber of Commerce has asked for a waiver of policy 58, consumption of alcohol on municipal properties. There is a recommendation within the package. Councillor Charlton.
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality agree to waive policy 58, consumption of alcohol on municipally owned properties, at the request of South Queens Chamber of Commerce at Main Street, Liverpool, between Market Street and 255 Main Street on October 13, 2022, and that the applicant be required to submit proof of insurance in no less than $2 million per occurrence, with the Region of Queens Municipality as additional insured, and copy of the effect liquor licenses from the province of Nova Scotia to the region, and that all municipal, provincial, and federal laws be strictly adhered to.
And then seconded by Councillor Kidney. Ms. Henley, Community Development Coordinator, who's been dealing with the South Queens Chamber of Commerce, do you have any comments or?
I've been talking back and forth with the director from the South Queens Chamber of Commerce. I've to date received one liquor license that's been approved for this market. They are still trying to arrange their insurance, but it's well underway. If it's
questions? Ms. Henley? No questions. Councillor Brown?
So if they don't get the insurance, then that's automatically off the table for them. That's correct? Yeah. Okay.
Other questions? Then I'll ask the question. And for those in our gallery, you have your thing. This is for the event they're having Thursday night in anticipation of Theater Fest. So they expect to have vendors who will be selling samples of their product. That's the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Director Grant. So senior staff have been reviewing job descriptions over the last year or so, tidying them up, giving title to positions that were positions but didn't have a title, as in one Director Grant will tell us about. There is a, each one comes with their own motion rather than do them as a lump. So perhaps we'll just start with the first one and then discuss that one. Deputy Mayor Muse.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the Assistant Director of Engineering and Public Works job description.
Seconded by Councillor Charlton. Comments on this one, Director Grant?
Nothing in specific to this. I think overall, a lot of
Emergency Management Planning Committee as a requirement. Any questions of Director Grant respecting this job description? Seeing none, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? That's number one. There's a second one coming. Deputy Mayor Muse?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the Capital Works Supervisor job description.
Seconded by Councilor Hawks. Director Grant?
So this one would be a change from Capital Works Foreman to Supervisor. Right now, the job descriptions are written such that we had two Capital Works Foremen, no Public Works Supervisor, so sought to separate those functions, put Public Works where it belongs and Capital Works where it belongs.
And these job descriptions are not reflective of increases in pay, they're just reflective of tidying it up so they all follow a similar format. Any questions of Director Grant? Now I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Deputy Mayor Muse, you're going to continue?
I move that Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the Director of Engineering and Public Works job description.
Seconded by Councilor Hawks. Director Grant?
Same as the rest, with the addition of the EMO Planning Committee involvement and the after hours involvement.
Questions respecting that description? I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Deputy Mayor Muse?
I move that the Region of Queens Municipality approve the Grounds Supervisor job description.
Seconded by Councilor Brown. Director Grant?
The title for this one previously was a little bit complicated, so we simplified just Grounds Supervisor and added in some roles with the park inspection program, some that they're doing anyways, but a little more formalized going forward.
Any questions?
What was the job before?
The job title?
Yeah.
Parks, Grounds. There's three Parks, Grounds, and something else, Supervisor.
Any other questions? Now I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Passed. Deputy Mayor Muse?
I move that the Region of Queens Municipality approve the groundskeeper job description.
Seconded by Councilor Charlton.
Same thing, just the involvement with the park inspection program, just more formalized duties.
Any questions? I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Mayor Muse?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the Operation Manager's job description.
Seconded by Councilor Brown.
Again, more of the same, more formalized maintenance programs for tracking and succession planning.
Any questions? Ask for the question. All those in favor? Deputy Mayor Muse?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the Operations Operator job description.
This is a title change that was previously the Operations Attendant. Again, the same thing with the Facility Maintenance Preventive Maintenance Program, and just change the title to be more applicable to the job.
Oh, I didn't have a seconder for that one? Yes? Oh, Councilor Gidney is the seconder. Any other questions? All those in favor?
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the Public Works and Solid Waste Facility Supervisor job description.
Seconded by Councilor Hawks.
This would be a change in role from the Capital Works Foreman that's previously titled to the title proposed, separating the duties of those two individuals out and giving them more specific responsibilities.
Questions? I'll ask for the question. Carried.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the Utility Supervisor job description.
Seconded by Councilor Charlton, and this is a new description.
This is a new description that was previously held across the board by non-union union employees, and just seeking to formalize our responsibility, make sure we're maintaining compliance with the water and wastewater systems.
Any questions respecting that? this long?
No, we're only missing.
Do we miss the operations operator?
Solid waste clerk and safety.
The solid waste, you're correct, it was not on there. So Deputy Mayor Muse?
Where is it?
It's a solid, the,
Solid waste.
Clerk and safety officer.
Solid waste.
Solid waste clerk and safety officer.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the solid waste and clerk and safety officer job description.
Right, solid waste clerk and safety officer.
Yeah, and clerk.
Seconded by Councilor Brad.
And again, finally, I mean, just an update in the terminology, inspection consistency, and the creation of the park inspection.
Any questions on those updated job descriptions? Pardon? If not, I'll call the question, all those in favor? Thank you. Community Investment Fund, there is a motion within the package. Councilor Brown, from his district, this would be.
I recommend that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality provide grant funding to Greenfield Community Park Society in the amount of up to $9,406.25 from the 2022-2023 Community Investment Fund.
And that's seconded by Councilor Hawks. Ms. Henley, a little bit of background information?
Sure. Greenfield Community Park Society has put forth an application to the Community Investment Fund. They're looking at developing a three acre property right in Greenfield. It's behind the Greenfield Rec Center and the school and the fire department in that area where the ball field is. So they are redoing that. They're phase one. They're going to be doing a walking track around the property, and then they're leveling off another part of the property that they've also acquired. So that's where they stand at the moment.
It's good to see these community groups being active. Any questions of Ms. Henley? Councilor Fancy?
I remember a few years back we were at a meeting with them with the recreation to be able to find what they wanted. One of the biggest things they wanted was a place for seniors to walk, where it was safe and level, because the roads are narrow and the lights are poor post the park, so at nighttime wasn't a very good place to walk. So great to see a community taking, I guess, the bull by the horns and going forward with this.
And it's the beginning of their project.
Yes.
Any other questions to Ms. Henley? Councilor Brown?
It's not a question for Ms. Henley, but this is a multi-year plan by the Greenfield Recreation Department, and it will tie in with the community center and school out there, which they own the land along the 325. So it will tie all of those properties together to give the community and the schools access to fitness facilities. And I think it's going to be a great project when they're done.
It will indeed. Any other comments before I ask for the question? I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? The development agreement to allow the establishment of an automobile repair shop. There is a recommendation. Christine delivered them after the public hearing. Councilor Gidney?
I move that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality adopt administration policy respecting entering into development agreement which would allow the establishment of an automobile repair shop on properties identified as PID numbers 7007172. 7026-1383 and 7007186 and located at 16 Edward Street in Milton.
And seconded by Councillor Fancy. Any further questions of Director McLeod or any further comments?
I think it's, this is, looks like it's to clear up something that was already established on the property, and the new owner of the property wants to do things the right way. They've contacted the community, and most of the neighbors are in favor of the project. I think it's good for the area, so I think that's a great thing.
Any other comments? I'm going to ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. 7.7, amendments to the municipal planning strategy and land use bylaw for future land designation. Again, a motion was distributed after the public hearing. Someone who's just to make that motion? Deputy Mayor Muse?
I move that the Council Region Queens Municipality give a second reading to bylaws respecting amendments to the municipal planning strategy and land use bylaw, which see a change to the future land use designation of PID numbers 700-77698, 700-77722, and 700-77680 to service residential, and a change to the zoning of PID number 700-77698, 700-77722, and 700-77680 to multiple unit residential.
That's seconded by Councilor Gidney. The floor is open for discussion. Councilor Fancy?
I could quite a bit to say, so if anybody else wants to say first, they'll let them go.
Get your hand.
Okay. Okay, when we first looked at this, of course, the follow-up came an unsolicited proposal to buy the land, and as a region, we have to look at it. So there's no other way. We can't deny looking at it. So it brought it to a spot where it is today. I think we need to change that procedure. I don't like that procedure of doing it that way. I think we should be doing it differently. But anyway, the way we are is the way it is today. My biggest concerns, there are two, and that was already stated about, and that's the fire department and safety. Deputy Mayor Muse and Councilor Gidney and I met with a couple of fire chiefs to be able to see what they could do or whatever after, and that they had made a recommendation of being able to put a dry hydrant maybe possibly over in Tupper Park so we could be able to do the training and everything else. And I said to the fire chiefs I'd bring it today. So that would be one of the concerns. I know the salt water could be up in that end. It could be, and it can be drier. I mean, we'd have to still maintain what we had, but that would have to be one. The second issue, which is even more ongoing, is the safety end of it. Whether there was going to be a apartment complex there, or if it was just going to be leaving it as it is, we have a serious problem there. I've brought that up on a couple of different occasions. I've been to our constituents' office to be able to bring it up. We've tried to talk, like I've talked with Debbie before, and we've talked about moving the crosswalk, and I've gone to Public Works, which was TIR, and they said they didn't have the line of sight to be able to move that. So the other one across from the Western Housing place doesn't have a line of sight either. But we have serious problem there, and it concerns me with building something there if we as a region aren't concerned about the issue ourselves. So what I need to know is more from here is a verbal commitment from our region that we, number one, are willing to move, put in the new hydrant for the fire department, and to see if we, because when I brought it up before about safety concerns, I gonna be any more okay with it when it comes to complex. I know when we talked about the place over in Bristol being built, we said, well, we'll look at safety concerns after. No, that's not satisfactory. We have to know that we're gonna be doing something now. If we're not gonna be doing something, I'm not going for this. And I know you might say, well, okay, this is not the time to say this, but if I can't get some kind of verbal commitment of some sort, I'm not willing to vote for it.
Councillor Fancy, you know that it's almost impossible to do a commitment on the fire hydrant without it going through emergency services.
Right.
And the fire departments.
Yes.
So we cannot do a verbal commitment on that. And it is not within our procedures to do a verbal commitment, because a verbal commitment is a motion. It's a motion.
No.
But could I hear other councillors' opinions on presenting a verbal commitment? I know Councillor Charlton is having wishes to discuss a policy respecting traffic studies, the development of a traffic study when development occurs. Now, the creation of a policy would require our clerk to create that policy respecting when traffic studies be had. We know, for example, in Bridgewater, if a developer comes in, then it's the developer's cost to do a traffic study. I don't know, 20,000, 25,000, or 15,000, depending on the thing, for a traffic study. Even if we discussed that later and said we're going to request a policy to be developed, which will come forward at this, it will be mute on this instance. Councillor Fancy.
I understand what you're saying, but it's like as in Bristol. Bristol, we have a speeding issue, and it's a unsafe. It creates unsafe conditions now. And if we built that, and if Francis Ferris built that apartment complex over there, it's going to create even more. And we talked about that before. We're saying we'll wait to see it built and see how it creates, and then we'll see what we can do. I don't want to let this pass, and all of a sudden we build something there that's when we know we already have a safety issue. So if we're not saying, willing to say we understand we have a safety issue and understand that we're going to be, and that's what I'm saying about, I want to be more than just saying, okay, well, we'll look at it. That doesn't cut to me now. The same thing as in Bristol. I let Bristol pass. I don't want to let this pass.
I've kind of lost at words, Councillor Fancy, because without reports from RCMP and Highway stating that there is a safety issue, then it's impossible for us as councillors to all look at you and say we verbally commit that there will be a traffic study. You know that's not the way it works, because everyone could just say, well, it wasn't a motion, it doesn't mean anything. So that's why I asked for thoughts and views from your fellow council members respecting the suggestion of a traffic study. Councillor Charlton?
So yes, I would like to see some sort of policy moving forward, because I think it would give the public, you know, more background on that not necessarily being a concern, or if it is a concern, how it's being addressed. But in regards to what Councillor Fancy is saying now, when I first ran for my position, most of my area is provincial roads, not roads that we own, and most of the complaints were speeding and safety concerns. And I spoke to our MLA, and she initiated a traffic study for that area to see if it could result in the speed limits being lowered, unfortunately, that traffic study didn't result in anything that I had hoped to change, but it was completed. So could we not, as a council, ask for, and maybe it already has, so I guess I should ask that first, has a traffic study been done in that area by the province already?
I'm unaware of one that's been conducted.
Okay, so.
Well, there could be, but I'm unaware.
I myself have no issues signing my name to a letter for our MLA to initiate a traffic study, because in my opinion, whether this development goes up or not, there's an issue there. So I don't think it's going to be a new one. There's concerns that it could increase that safety concern, which I think is a valid comment. But why could we not ask for that to be initiated? Because I think it has to happen anyways, or it should. So I have no issues with that. That's my opinion on that.
Councilor Gidney?
With respect, speed limit through there is 50. There's no passing. So I'm not sure what other traffic study could recommend. I don't know, but I'm definitely open for suggestions. And that's the problem there. It's not the speed limit, the no passing. It's the people that don't respect the speed limits and the no pass, or the stay on their own side of the road. So that's another item, and I'm not sure how deep we can get into that. But it is a concern. There's definitely that is a concern.
Councilor
Brown?
I have a big concern with moving the fire hydrant. You've got two businesses, an existing apartment building, and a seniors complex that are all serviced by that dry hydrant at the area. If you move it, they're going to be outside of the range. It's going to affect their tax rates, or not their tax rates, but their insurance premiums, because they're going to be further away from a fire hydrant, which right now you get quite a discount if you're close to a hydrant. You're going to be putting people in older buildings without good fire suppression at risk. And you're going to be putting a fire, they're looking at putting a place where they're going to be sucking salt water into the fire trucks, which is, I can't see that being good for any of the equipment. Down at Tupper Park, it's when the river shut off at the dam and the tide is out, there's hardly any water in the river there for them to get. So I just don't see that as being a good option. And for the safety portion of it, we don't own that road, and I don't think that we should be trying to take parking and access away from existing businesses to create another one. I'm not sure how we go that route. That's not what we should be in the business to do.
Other comments? Deputy Mayor Muse?
We met with the fire department, Councilor Fancy, Councilor Gidney and I, and there's another fire hydrant up the river further that needs some maintenance done to it. They weren't saying if we're taking that fire hydrant away, with the apartment building going there, if it does, it's going to have a lot of problems with the trucks getting in there beside each other. So that's why we looked at putting it down in Tupper Park. They can use salt water. They have no problem with salt water. Most of the hydrants in my district are salt water now. It's going to be a problem for the way I understand they have a truck hooked up to it, and then they have to pump it to another truck. We looked at the Tupper Park because they could get two or three trucks beside each other and keep coming in, and it was a good area to do it. And like I said, the other hydrant up the river further, it's an old hydrant, and I think it has to be changed to the newer type or something. So I don't see a problem with the hydrant.
Any other comments before I address Councilor Charlton? Councilor Charlton?
Just in regards to the fire hydrant, I've supported this proposal to date with the understanding that that hydrant would be accessible to our fire service. So I'm kind of confused as to why these comments have come forward, because my understanding is that there's protection for that specific reason, Anything as for parking with the development has to allow access for fire trucks to be able to get in there. So I just wanna make that clear to the public that there's, that's not been a thing that was brought forward, that would have to be moved if this went in there, because that's not at all how that taking place, along with the boat water public access that also is protected under that as well.
Counselor Fancy.
Yeah, a few different things. First off, when this land was looked at and proposed to be sold, the land was over front of where the access is to the boat launch and to the dry hydrant. So we would have to be getting something back from him to say that we could get in there. And then when we had the fire trucks over, they brought a fire truck over just to look at it. And we said, well, do we, they need 25 feet to get down there? No, they need more than that to get him, one that brings it up into the pumper truck and then pumps it onto the truck. So it's gonna take a lot of area. And if on his original design, it goes to show the parking spots go into that area. But so you could end up with possibilities of cars being parked in a spot where they shouldn't be, not unless we get some kind of an agreement. But even then, we're going to be limited to what they can do. So it needs to be something. This is a kind of a solution, so to speak, that they would say, okay, if we head over here, we could do it over in Tupper Park and be able to do it. We'd still have access to that. We still have to have access to that. But if it's dry, if the water's too low, I think. And as in the comments on with Deputy Mayor Muse said, they were saying up in Milton in a dry hydrant, they have there's multiple pieces put together and it draws in air and they can only dry in about, I think it's a quarter of the pressure than what it was. So they need new fittings really, one solid fitting on there that could be able to get the water they need. But also too, we found out, even when they drive up there, because the limb overhead limbs hanging down, the fire trucks even have to go across the road. So it's not an ideal spot up in Milton there to up on that one the dry hydrant on the west side of the river, because it's hard to get at, and it's not really the greatest spot. They need it, they can. So and as far as insurance and being placed, it's no good if you're trying to create a spot here and they can't get in, then to create over, even with their, as we've seen in the past, when they wanted to do some training and things, they've had 5 or 6 fire trucks there to do training, but they could do that over Tupper Park. They could put all the trucks in there. So it gives them a spot also too. So we tried to extensively look at this. If something's gonna be looked at as a proposal, we want to make sure that everything works. As far as traffic study, I think it's gonna be a waste of time myself, because I've gone to our MLA on two or three things, and it's just, by law, everything's passing. It would have to be things that we would have to be thinking of here as a region ourselves, whether it be speed indicators, which I've been a big fan of, and I've got no traction when I wanted in Bristol, which could be there to try to slow the traffic down. Other things that we could try to do, which would be a cost to ourselves, to try to make the place better. And even with the parking along the highway, if we have to get rid of that and try to help out businesses, whichever we need to do things, that's fine. But let's try to look at the problem. And if we just gonna go by what the MLA is gonna say, he's gonna say, well, this falls into jurisdiction, so it's okay. Everything passes. So that's why I can't go along with that, because I'm not gonna wait for a study or anything else, because it just won't show us anything more than what we are today.
Director McLeod, have you had any correspondence from the fire departments expressing concern about their dry hydrant?
No, not to date. I guess under the purchase and sale agreement, it
So therefore, if the fire chiefs determine the amount of space they needed, there's nothing in stone yet that says what that space is?
No, I've had a couple discussions with that.
So does that help that somewhat, Deputy Mayor Muse, knowing that there's no delineated area at this point in time? Anyone further wish to come, Councillor Tarleton?
So just for clarification, the fire chiefs will be consulted about the amount of space that they need to access that dry hydrant. That won't be a number that just...
No, absolutely.
Thank you.
Councillor Hawks?
I'd like to say that housing in Queens County is critical. Need to look that in mind, right? That's 15 more houses. People are moving in there, that potentially come from somewhere else, right? So it's housing for our people.
Comments? Further comments? Deputy Mayor Muse, will you take the chair? I'd like to address some of the comments that I heard at the public hearing that I thought might have been addressed, but anyway, I'll address them. Maybe it's because I grew up in Milton that I so believe in the development as it stands. As a child, I can remember a long shoe factory, a Masonic Hall, a canoe and camera club, an old building next door, another old building. I spoke with my mother last night, who spoke of a hardware store, everything within this vicinity. There was no view of the river. And as much as it's great to protect views, that's a man-made falls that was put in there by Nova Scotia Power. We have no guarantee that Nova Scotia Power is going to keep that there. It's not the set of falls that canoes raced over. It's a rolling set of falls. It's a dangerous set of falls. And that is why you don't see canoes and people swimming down over that set of falls. The traffic issues are everywhere. Think about our three-way stop in Liverpool. They're excessive speed. They require RCMP to perhaps set out on some of them. In respect to its present use, and I looked up the future land use designation for that land, which is urban commercial designation as a future land designation. So in our present documents, the future uses were determined as automobile, body shops, convenience stores, farm markets, liquor establishments, marinas, medical clinics, private clubs, duplex dwellings, multi-unit dwellings. I understand people's desire not to have change, but I've also spoken to several people who would not come here today because they didn't want to be ostracized by the community in their support of this. People who live in Milton and are looking forward to the day when they can sell their home and remain in their community. Within Milton, we have a blacksmith shop, we have a beautiful Tupper Park, and we have Pine Grove Park. The falls will remain there, the man-made set that it is. The boat launch will still be accessible. The dry hydrant will be accessible. I will admit that Eric Fry came to see me in my office and wanted to know where in Queens County there could be urban service land. And yes, I knew that was a piece of land that could be readily serviced. Unlike many people's opinion, we do not have urban available urban service land for development. We're pretty tight on where our urban serviced areas go. It's my belief that there are more people who support this project and who look forward to increased housing. And the affordable word, several weeks ago, we were invited to meet with the province, several councilors did, and to relay our thoughts about housing. And those present said what most of the councils across this province are saying. In order to achieve affordable, what people are requesting, $700, $750 rent, has to be provincially subsidized by the provincial government. A developer cannot build and rent for anything less in today's market. And that's true, can't. Anyone who's built. So this council, like all the other councils in this province, have asked our provincial government to please, please, we need subsidized housing. We have many, many people, and we need subsidized housing. At the same token, we also need housing of all calibers. We need single-family residential homes. We need apartments such as this for people who do not want to do yard care. They do not want to plow. They don't want to be responsible for things. They want to stay in their community. So I look at that corner, and it was 20 years ago, and it had houses on it. 40 years ago, it had a whole lot more. 90 years ago, it had two mills. It had home hardware. It had a home. It had a hardware store. It had stores. It had Masonic Lodge. It was one busy, busy corner. It had Legs store on it, gas station. Milton is a beautiful community, and it has a beautiful park. And I also think that will be a beautiful place for people to someday live. And who knows, someday those falls may not be there, because we also know that those aren't going to stay there forever. So, that's my comments.
Any other comments? No? Okay. Putting on the motion. All those in favor? Opposed? Carried.
Election of deputy mayor. So we'll have to, there can be various nominations for deputy mayor, and then if there are more than one, if there are two or three, their names, Heather or someone distributes us paper, because it is a secret ballot, is it not? Yes. And so are we prepared for that?
We will be if there's more than one.
If there's more than one. Okay. So the floor is open for nominations for deputy mayor. Councillor Gidney.
I'd like to nominate Councillor Jack Fancy.
Okay. Councillor Hawks?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Dave Brown.
Anyone else? That's it? Two? Hearing once? Okay, so we have two councillors. And who's going to move? Christine will be our scrutineer, or Eric will be.
Eric
and Christine.
Blue Jays is the only good thing.
Should tell them to ring around.
Uh-huh.
And if it's time, and if it's time. You got lots of paper, you got lots of paper.
One step in front of the.
You got lots of paper?
Yeah.
You got everybody?
I have one.
Sorry. Just with Mayor's office.
Okay, so we are back, and congratulations, Councilor Jack Fancy, you are the new deputy mayor. Congratulations. And Lost at Sea Memorial Request. So there is a motion, oh, we need a motion, we need the motion that goes with the Deputy Mayor Muse.
I move that the Council of the Region of Queens Municipality approve the selection of Councilor Jack Fancy as deputy mayor for a 2-year term to begin on November 1st, 2022 and expire on October 31st, 2024.
Seconded by Councilor Gibby. All those in favor? Contrary? Unanimous. Lost at Sea Memorial.